David Varela is a senior at the South Valley Academy, just outside Albuquerque. He found out last year that his parents and grandmother are all living in the United States without legal status. Now that he knows, David says it's hard to keep it out of his mind.
Like, what would happen with my family if they ever get deported or something? Like, what am I going to do? Where am I going to stay? And I don't know if I could ever survive without them.
This sense of anxiety is realized by many students here. Senior Ingrid Nordonez has a cousin who was deported. She saw his family struggle, and she says some of her friends at school know deportation could change their families too.
Yeah, when they tell me that they're scared of that, they just tell me how they're going to be struggling with the money. They're going to miss their parents.
The South Valley Academy is a farming community. Most students at the academy come from immigrant families. Some were born in the U.S. and are citizens. Others were brought here as children and grew up without legal documentation. The focus of this charter school is college preparation in a mostly low-income area. But life outside the classroom can get in the way, and the staff is ready for that. Teachers and social workers give out their phone numbers to students. Principal Katerina Sandoval says she takes calls at any hour, and some of those calls have to do with the immigration status of students and their families.
I have had on different occasions 5 o'clock in the morning phone calls from students saying, "Miss, ICE is here at my trailer. They're beating down my door. Do I let them in?"
Researchers estimate 85,000 immigrants live in New Mexico without legal status. It's not as large a population as in Texas or California, but New Mexico only has about 2 million residents, so their presence is very familiar here. School social worker Veronica Romero de Chavez says coping after a parent or family member is deported can take a heavy toll on students.
There's grief, loss, there's depression, and it's situational and then it's long-term. Anxiety, some of those things are manifested through fear and physical pain and headaches, stomach aches.
It affects their ability to do homework. It affects their ability to concentrate on tests.
David Bryant is an English and drama teacher.
It affects the way they interact with their peers in the classroom and discussions, their ability to focus. So it definitely has a huge impact on them.
And Bryant says this means he sometimes has to take on more than what's normally expected of a teacher.
For me, it means that I have to be more of a therapist in the classroom. It means that I have to try to get these emotional needs met first before we can even begin to worry about their academic needs.
He and other staff members often reach out when they can to offer support. Summer Ramos attended the South Valley Academy and now works as a social worker at the new middle school. She says the academy offers students a safe space to talk about immigration concerns.
It's an environment where it's allowed to be spoken about and they have other people they can relate to. So I think that's helpful in not knowing, okay, well, I'm not alone in this.
The school offers counseling to families and invites in lawyers who can advise parents and young people on applying for deferred action or other relief from deportation, all to try to help keep the students' minds on academics, not immigration status. In Albuquerque, I'm Sarah Gustavus.